yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, here you go. Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. We are looking forward to the offseason. Why we obviously dominate the postseason. Get it. In on all those interviews and all that conversation and all that excitement and all that passion. But in the meantime, we also are talking about the offseason, and we got dribs and drabs of free agent talk, and starting with Tyler O'Neill. Tyler O'Neill's a fascinating one for any team that needs a power-hitting right-handed bat who plays the outfield, who has won gold gloves. So yeah, he played in 113 games this year for the Red Sox at an OPS of 847, had 31 home runs, and now is a free agent. I am so desperately looking forward to the GM meetings where in one of Scott Boras's soliloquies, he mentioned some rhyme or some turn of the phrase when it comes to Tyler O'Neill's free agency and the interest team should have in him. It's always a rite of passage, and I think Tyler O'Neill, for a lot of reasons, is going to be a good one. But he had a good year, had a really good year. And you're going to hear in this conversation, after the Red Sox last regular season game, that he has had contact already with Craig Breslow, the Red Sox chief baseball officer, and there's his mutual interest. So here you go. Here's just a snippet, just to whet the appetite a little bit, heading into off-season free agency, what teams might look like, what players might look like when it comes to switching teams or not switching teams. All right, here it's Tyler O'Neill.
So reflecting now, is you know, we talk about playing in Boston. It seemed like a really good fit in so many ways, right? For you, everything, clubhouse, park, everything. As you sit here right now, what are you thinking about just about your experience for the year?
Yeah, I think it was an awesome year. You know, getting to experience Boston, calling Fenway my home ballpark for a season, getting to know my teammates. You know, wouldn't want to change it for anything. I think we accomplished a lot of good things this season. You know, go through good stretches and bad stretches, but we did it together. And, you know, unfortunately missed by a few games this year, but, you know, they got something good cooking over here, you know, in the Boston organization. So we'll see what happens.
Craig talked about how he was definitely interested in talking to you about what lies beyond 2024. Have they expressed that to you? And if so, what does that mean?
Yeah, no, Brez has made it known to me. You know, we talked just today, actually. You know, just kind of feel where we're at, and obviously there's mutual interest there. You know, feel comfortable in this clubhouse. The guys are awesome here. Just the way the staff communicates has been, you know, it's been awesome to experience that this year. So, you know, like I said, there's definitely mutual interest, and I have no idea what free agency looks like or what the process is going to be like, but we'll see.
What did this year mean to you? Like, just to be able to, like, kind of be healthy and be, you know, kind of, what, you know, something close, like, more like the best version of yourself, like, after the last couple of years?
Yeah, thank you. You know, it felt good. It felt good to come back. You know, I played the most games that I've played in a season, the past three seasons this year. So just to be able to stay in a constant rhythm and routine gave me the confidence to go out there day in and day out and be able to perform on a regular basis. You know, just being able to get into rhythm and find a routine, you know, a physical routine to be able to prepare every day. So, you know, I think sky's the limit. You know, I want to play more games next year. I think that's the biggest goal for me. And, you know, do everything I can to achieve that.
You know, everyone talks about earning the right to go to free agency, which you do, but also people approach it different ways. You know, some people want to prioritize it where the place is. Maybe it's winning, maybe it's money, maybe it's years. Is there any, for you, is it anything in particular that you're prioritizing?
Yeah, I definitely want to go to an organization that's wanting to win. You know, I think that's first and foremost. We play this game to win, go deep in the playoffs, win a World Series. I think, that, like I said, I think they got a good thing cooking over here with, you know, signing Alex to a three-year extension. He's great for the clubhouse, and obviously the way that we've been able to communicate has really helped me break some barriers again this year. So, We'll see.
What is the thing that helped, that he did specifically, that you think helped break those barriers?
I just think he worked with me.
Yeah.
He was able to listen to what I had to say, and you know, there's some days where I'm just not able to give it, and you know, they're able to take that into account over 162 days.
Sorry, it's great to be with you. See you soon.
All right, have a good off season. Could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
No. Just about what Alex did. It sounded like you're talking about just communicating, needing days off and things like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm never showing up to the park like I want a day off. But, you know, they understand that with the medical staff and just how the two departments are able to communicate, keep me fresh. Just keep me available, keep me fresh, and just keep me going all year. And just be able to give that effort, you know, on a day-to-day basis. You know, I'm able to work as hard as I need to. Just be able to prepare the way that I want to prepare. You know, it's been a great stepping stone for me.
What are some of the appeals of a potential reunion? Like, were there things throughout the season that kind of stuck in? If I'm going to pursue something staying here, like, these are reasons why. Like, did those stand out to you during the season?
Clubhouse culture really stuck out to me this year. You know, they do a really good job at that. You know, there's no egos in this clubhouse either. The guys are awesome. They want to hang out away from the field. And just everybody just has a good relationship, you know, from what I can tell, just everyone. So, you know, that's been a breath of fresh air, and, you know, made it easy just to hang around and just reduce stress.
What a there's no secret now, like, what's the case of next year is. Like, there's a streak of playoff absences to be broken. What do you, just from like a little bit of time you saw, like, some, like, your walk-off home run, there's a major crowd pop, like, that's probably the most energy that's been here, you know, in September in a while. Like, is it intriguing to think about what that could be like in October, like, in getting that potentially next year, like, if that reunion goes through?
Yeah, it's here in Fenway, when the games matter, that was really special. You know, we played a lot of meaningful games here, especially in the last couple months. They really showed us potential, and, you know, I don't know what Fenway looks like during the postseason, but it's definitely something I'd be interested to see. You know, and I think these guys are really close. I think there's a lot of potential in here. And again, it starts with the culture that Cora creates.